shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now, 4:30, we have breaking news from overnight. The streak is over. There is one winning ticket for the historic $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot. We have a look at the winning numbers and new details about where that ticket was sold.
And we have a quiet start this morning. It should stay nice and dry today, but we have a level 2 risk for severe storms tomorrow. I'll walk you through it. And pain at the pump is easing a bit. What experts say you can expect the next time you get gas as price jumps slow across North Carolina. It is 4:30. Welcome to your Wednesday. I say you're all winners because you're up right now, this early in the morning. Thanks for watching. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We certainly appreciate that you're tuned in right now. If you're out already, you have felt how nice it is out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, even a little bit better than yesterday, less humidity.
Yeah, take a look at that. Our dew point's down at 65. Yesterday, it was closer to 70. And the lower that number is, the more comfortable it feels. I'm sure it made for a really nice night at the ballpark yesterday. And this evening, the same thing. The Bulls have a home stand. So whatever you are doing outside, it's still going to be a hot day, but a drop in the humidity just makes it feel a little bit more comfortable. 70 degrees as you're heading out across our area. And we're expecting mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies today. So we have the top of the tower lit up in blue for that sunshine that we're expecting today. 64 in Roxborough, 68 South Hill. Otherwise, temperatures really in a wide range at 78 in Fayetteville, but 69 in Southern Pines. Generally, though, it's a warm start as you're heading out the door. We take a look at our temperatures at lunchtime, climbing into the mid-80s. And just like yesterday, we have a high of 91 in our forecast. That's still going to be hot. It's going to feel hot. But again, with that little drop in our humidity in the shade, it might feel a little more comfortable. Today stays nice and dry, but we're already tracking our next system. Tomorrow is going to be a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 2 risk for severe storms for tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon and evening. But I'll walk you through the timeline on Futurecast coming up.
The time right now. We do have a report from the breaking WR breaking news tracker that we'll get to in just a moment. We do have that breaking news from overnight, though, a winning $1.58 billion Mega Millions ticket. We now know it was sold in Florida at a public supermarket in Neptune Beach. Don't toss your ticket just yet, though. There's also a winning ticket in North Carolina, a $2 million winning ticket for matching five numbers. Here are those winning numbers, 13, 19, 20, 32, 33, and 14. The megaplier is 2. The jackpot now starts over at $20 million, and the next drawing is Friday.
Two men are facing murder charges in the shooting death of a 30-year-old on Payton Street in Raleigh. Officers arrested Jorge Arroyo Zabaleta and Kennedy Basavez Gonzalez last night. Police say they shot and killed Francisco Camacho Lopez. The shooting happened around 4:15 Sunday morning on Payton Street. Investigators have not said what led to the killings.
There is some relief this morning for those of you driving through Raleigh. Wade Avenue near I-440 is finally back open after nearly 12-hour closure. That road was shut down yesterday following a tractor-trailer crash that brought down power lines. Take a look at this Sky 5 footage here, the traffic it caused for the repair work. Now, police had the entrance to the highway on Blue Ridge Road blocked off while crews worked to repair the power lines. Some drivers said they were confused by the detour markers.
Two people had to be rescued when a home caught fire in Harnett County. This happened last night on Victoria Hills Drive. We're told the home is a total loss. At least two people needed medical attention. Fire crews have not said what started the fire.
A former ECU football player is suing the city of Greenville after he says police used excessive force during a traffic stop. The lawsuit claims officers approached him with guns and shouted profanities at him after pulling him over in front of his house last October. He says that even though he put both hands up, officers punched and kicked him, and one put a knee on his neck. He also says they pulled his hair so hard that some of his dreadlocks were torn off. Lawsuit claims police radio traffic shows the officers did not have a good reason to pull him over in the first place.
Stop, Mr. Fox, in Trinity State. He is still obeying all traffic laws, still obeying all traffic laws. I think they say it maybe 6-7 times. And he was not charged with any underlying offense, which begs the question, why were they initiating a stop in the first place?
Five Greenville police officers are named in the lawsuit.
New this morning, voters in Ohio rejected a resolution that opponents say would have made it harder to defend abortion rights. The measure would have made it more difficult to amend the state's constitution. This special election comes before a November vote that will ask whether the Constitution should guarantee a woman's right to an abortion. That will need a simple majority to pass. Tuesday's vote was calling for the threshold to be changed to 60%.
A Durham family is hoping for safe return of a dog this morning. Bella is the dog's name, and earlier this week, someone stole her owner's car while she was inside. Only on WREL, Bella's family is sharing their story and their plea to get her back. Adonis Jordan says he stopped at a store on Fayetteville Road Monday night, left his car running as he went inside, and when he came back, someone was in the driver's seat. He says another man pulled a gun on him while that man stole the car. Police tracked the stolen car to Carrboro, but Bella was gone. Yesterday, our Chris Lovingood was interviewing him, and Jordan got word that someone may have seen her in Chapel Hill.
Called my wife's phone, and they're actually sending GPS coordinates to where the dog is right now. I think, Chris. God!
And no word yet on whether Bella has been reunited with her family. Durham police are investigating the carjacking.
We know many of you are still dealing with the aftermath of Monday's storms as another round moves in tomorrow. This morning, we're getting another look at the damage left around the area. This is in Wake County on Campbell Way in the Swift Creek area of Raleigh. A family says they were watching TV when they suddenly heard a boom. That boom was this 100-year-old tree that came crashing onto the home. Lisa Brooks' father built the home in 1972, and the tree crashed through the study where her father's memorabilia was. He died last year. The family says it's heartbreaking, and they're concerned the home is a total loss. Over on Wake Forest Road in Raleigh, crews were working to clean up a large tree that fell across three cars. You can see the big split in the limbs there at the top. Another big branch was scattered not too far away. No one was hurt.
Dialing 911 can be the difference between life or death in some cases, and now a new app is allowing you to live stream your emergency while on the phone with dispatchers. We'll let you know and tell you the local agency rolling out this method to help you even more.
Plus, Queen Bee hits the stage in the Queen City tonight. Coming up, we have a few things you'll need to know if you're heading to Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour.
And we'll give you a live look out at the DBAT right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at what we can expect today, when we'll see the next round of rain.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41. It's a nice quiet start for us this morning. We take a live look at Sanford as soon as that sun comes up. We're going to see some nice clear skies for today. Our humidity has dropped a little bit this morning. You might notice that as you step out the door. It's not going to be a huge change, just a subtle change. It's going to keep it from feeling quite as oppressively hot as it does sometimes this time of year. Temperatures are in the 60s right now in Lewisburg, Tarboro, South Hills, Southern Pines, but it is 78 in Fayetteville, 72 in Irwin, 74 in Rocky Mount and Wilson right now. We take a look at our fitness forecast again. Not so bad this morning. We've had that nice drop in our humidity, so it feels a little more comfortable in some places. We're seeing temperatures in the 60s, but it's just going to be just as hot this afternoon. We'll see a high of 91, and of course, looking at a good chance for storms tomorrow.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WREL breaking news tracker in Southeast Raleigh, where police are searching for a driver following a crash. It happened just after 3 a.m. on the 3300 block of Mackinac Island Lane. You can see one car overturned, some extensive damage there. Another parked car lost its back bumper, and police say the driver was not on scene when they arrived. No injuries were reported, but again, we'll be following up with the Raleigh Watch Commander to get more information about this ongoing investigation. In Southeast Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
New numbers out this morning show a slight decrease in gas prices across North Carolina. This comes after multiple consecutive days of record high jumps. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to explain more about the slowing increases and what you can expect at the pump. Good morning, Kelsey. Good morning. This morning, you'll be paying less at the pump. The average price of gas here in North Carolina is about $3.60 a gallon, according to new numbers AAA released within the last 30 minutes. Now, gas at this BP behind me is about $3.64. Same thing for the Exxon that's across the street here on the corner of Hillsboro and Gorman. That's a little bit over that average. And over the past couple of weeks, we've been telling you about those overnight spikes. Oil prices have risen for 6 weeks straight. Extreme heat was impacting refineries in places like Texas and Louisiana. Even though gas prices are still up, we're not seeing those same overnight spikes. You can thank cooler temperatures for that.
But now at least some of those heat-related issues are slowly being resolved, and that's why we're starting to see the increases slow down.
That was Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy. He says that you may notice when you're filling up today or throughout the week that prices are going to vary based on where you go. And he says that's because since prices went up so high, some stations are still catching up. And then those more expensive gas stations are just starting to level their prices out. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Former President Donald Trump's lawyers want to delay a hearing in his criminal case on charges related to aftermath of the 2020 election. Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. in connection with the investigation. His lawyers want a hearing delayed until next week, even though the judge wants it to happen before Friday. The hearing is about a protective order that would prohibit Trump from talking about confidential evidence in the case. Trump's attorneys say that would violate his right to free speech. This morning, we're getting a better idea at the time frame for when the Fulton County, Georgia district attorney could announce her decision. New details reveal Fani Willis plans to spend 2 days next week presenting her case before a special grand jury. This comes as more witnesses are being lined up to testify in the probe. The case focuses on whether Trump and his allies tried to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. The DA could seek several indictments against Trump and his associates.
Sanford police are investigating a shooting on Fields Drive. This is video from WRL Sky 5 flying over the scene. Officers got there about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and investigators say there they found a 32-year-old man with gunshot wounds. He's being treated at the hospital, and we're working to find out what led up to that shooting.
Cary is among the first places in North Carolina to try a brand new app that helps with emergency response. It lets you live stream what you're seeing to 911 dispatchers while on the call. The app is called Prepared Live. After you call 911, dispatchers send you a link, you click it, and Prepared Live can stream back video, audio, and the caller's exact location. The information helps firefighters make a game plan before they arrive and gives police an edge.
Another example of this is that if you saw a suspect in a crime, you could send us the picture or video of it. I could give that to the officers responding.
Back in June, a couple live-streamed this car break-in to dispatchers in Cary. The video helped Raleigh police make an arrest just days later.
Orange County Animal Services is asking for help as the shelter is almost at capacity for housing dogs. It's asking for anyone available to adopt or foster a dog to come forward. This month, adoption fees have been reduced for the 2023 Clear the Shelters, and some fees are fully waived. If you're interested, the shelter on Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill opens at noon and no appointments are necessary. Hip-hop artist Tory Lanez will spend the next 10 years in prison for shooting rapper Megan Thee Stallion. And Lanez was sentenced Tuesday, and it comes more than 3 years after he shot Megan in the foot in Hollywood Hills back in 2020. The jury convicted the 31-year-old of 3 felony charges. Megan says he shot her after an argument as she tried to get out of the vehicle they'd been riding in together.
It's time to get in formation because the Queen will be in the Queen City tonight. Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour is stopping in Charlotte. The Beehive will take over Bank of America Stadium for the big show. The new start time is now 8 p.m. We told you about the change last month. Now, if you're taking a bag with you inside the stadium, it must be clear. Bank of America's clear bag policy only allows people to have a bag no longer than 12 by 6 by 12 inches. Purses, bags, or clutches cannot be larger than 4.5 by 6.5 inches. One last thing before you head to the show, make sure you grab your glass of lemonade.
Also in Charlotte, this massive bull is on the loose. This video shows a 900-pound longhorn walking around a neighborhood there. The owner was trying to move that bull into an enclosed area on Monday ahead of the severe storms, but the bull got spooked and took off. It has been trotting around the Queen City ever since. And who knows, Renee, maybe it's trying to get over and go see Beyonce tonight as well. Hopefully he's in a safe place, that's for sure. Speaking of bulls, Elizabeth Gardner's in the WR Severe Weather Center. The bulls playing right behind you, not right now, but they have a homestand and it's been sweet weather for them.
Yeah, it was great. Yesterday is going to be great for this evening as well. We take a live look. They've got all the lights all turned on still. I love it. We get a good look there. Because, you know, during the week, it's hard for some of us to get to a baseball game because we have to go to bed too early. 70 degrees this year, stepping out the door right now. Our dew point's dropped to 65, and so that's more comfortable feeling than it was yesterday. And we may see our temperatures drop down into the upper 60s around the triangle. We've already seen some 60s in some spots, so feeling just a touch more comfortable for us this morning. This afternoon, though, will feel very much like yesterday. Right now, we're sitting at steamy and on the bottom edge of steamy. I mean, it's almost tolerable in terms of our dew point right now. But again, it will be a hot afternoon. We'll see mostly sunny skies. Today will be nice and quiet. 91 Raleigh and Durham, 93 degrees in Fayetteville, which is just a degree or two above normal. For the Bulls, by the time we get to 6:30 as they throw out the first pitch, 88 degrees at 6 o'clock, 88 at 7, and 84 at 8 o'clock. So comfortable feeling temperatures, especially with that nice drop in the dew point. Tonight really should be a great night to get outside. Whatever it is you like to do, if you're not headed to the Bulls game, you know, it's hard to find opportunities to, you know, pull out the grill this time of year. It's just so hot. Maybe it would be comfortable enough tonight. Here's what's coming down the pike. Right to our west, we do have the chance for some strong to severe thunderstorms for it today. That will gradually slide eastward for tomorrow. And we do have a level 2 risk for severe storms. And that's an update from yesterday. Yesterday at lunchtime, we were talking about level 1 risk. So it is a WRL weather alert day for tomorrow with that level 2 risk. The timeline likely to be afternoon and evening, looking at the potential for damaging winds and possibly some hail with that. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to walk through that with Futurecast. Once we get past tomorrow, we're looking at the potential for some dangerous heat over the weekend. Saturday, the heat index 104. Sunday, the heat index 106. And of course, we take a look at some climbing temperatures this weekend. Saturday's high 94, Sunday's high 96, and it stays pretty hot for us into the early part of next week as well.
Elizabeth, thanks. A Florida mayor reeled in a different catch than you'd expect during a fishing trip. Coming up, how she ended up with a huge bundle of cocaine.
And your muscle memory will need to change with the new iPhone update, the small but significant change that is soon to be on your phone app.
Good morning, Ken Smith here at the WREL Live Center. An investigation continues this morning in Houston, Texas, after an infant dies in a hot car. Here's what we've been learning from the police reports that came into our newsroom overnight. The mother showed up at a facility in Houston, at a mental health facility for an appointment around noon. She apparently took her 4-year-old inside, but forgot the 3-month-old baby in the car. Several hours later, she remembered. She went back out, grabbed the little boy, and brought him into the mental health facility where the nurses performed CPR, but it was too late. He was rushed to the hospital where that little boy was pronounced dead. Again, this morning, investigators are trying to figure out how it happened and why it happened.
So sad, Ken. Thank you. The mayor of Tampa, Florida, hauled in a big catch during a fishing trip to the Keys, a 70-pound bale of cocaine. Mayor Jane Castor's brother spotted it floating in the water during a family fishing trip. Castor previously worked as a narcotics officer, so she recognized it immediately and as the call hauled that cocaine in and called police. Now, according to Border Patrol, the cocaine has an estimated street value of more than $1 million. That is not the fine they were looking for out there in the water.
Definitely not, and very memorable. But those butterfly packages in there, because of her narcotics experience, she immediately recognized that. Get that out of there.
Good eyes.
Your thumb will need to get used to a small but significant change that's coming to your iPhone. Next month, an update will change the location of the big red end call button. Right now, that's in the bottom middle of the phone app. Apple is moving it to the bottom right. The change is likely a move to streamline the look of the phone app and put all functions in one place.
I remember that one. 48 Durham Public School students will be honored tonight. The students recently completed their summer internships through the Rising Stars program. They each completed at least 120 hours of work 10 companies hosted interns for the program. The students will get course credit for their work.
Raleigh Ironworks is one of the newest developments in the Triangle, and it's launching a public arts initiative. It will have its campus used as a canvas. It's in collaboration with the Collision Project. It gives artists a chance to share their work with the community. The initial art installations include three murals from local artists and a spoken word performance.
4:56 right now, breaking news from overnight, a new Mega Millions winning ticket. Coming up at 5, we have a look at those numbers from this historic jackpot.
Plus, relief at the pump. What new numbers this morning reveal about gas price trends across North Carolina.
And a Durham family pleading for help after they say their dog was inside a car when it was stolen.